Rescued from a hoarder's house in the United States by a GTA-based animal rescue, Augie now calls Aurora, and the family of Dr. Lawrence Siegel, home. Siegel, who previously ran a family practice and now is a freelance medical journalist, has several books under his belt, and is now using his talents to benefit Just Paws Animal Rescue, the group that helped Augie find his forever humans. His latest, Hell is Humans, The Diary of Sartre the Cat, is a fun exploration of philosophy through the eyes of a feline, the titular Sartre, and Just Paws will benefit from all proceeds from the book. I always thought it would be cute to have a book that teaches philosophy, but through the eyes of cats because they're not like dogs who are devoted, will follow you around, will adore you, says Siegel. Cats have minds of their own. They believe in freedom, liberty in a sense, and the cat will do what he wants to do. I started the book with Sartre, who was an existentialist, who thought you believed you kind of create your own paths in life and lives. It's not up to a creator or other people. The choices you make are your responsibility, so live with them, very much like a cat lives. Sartre goes on a journey through different philosophical schools, each one represented by another cat, until he finds what feels just right for him. On January 21, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Siegel will share Sartre's story at a special book signing at Bookworms, a bookstore at the St. Andrews Village Shopping Center at Yonge and Orchard Heights. There, they will be able to learn more, meet the author, and support Just Paws. There's a lot of integrity with this organization because not only do they vet the animal, they also want to vet you in that they match you with the best possible buddy, says Siegel. I really respect and wanted to help them out. I'm a doctor but I can't help them out that way, so maybe I can get them some funds to help them get more dogs up here, better supplies, and that type of thing. With Sartre, I want people to laugh and have fun. Cats are funny, so what they do is reinterpret what we consider to be human constructs. It will give you a good laugh, especially cat lovers. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at The Auroran.